Page 36. The Staying Power of Susan Sarandon. Starlets and causes come and go, but this actress endures. Susan Sarandon has always made it look so easy. Generations of actresses launch careers and then flame out. Sarandon, 65, transitioned from ingenue to leading lady to strong female lead to stellar turns as moms. Others come and go. Sarandon reinvents herself and endures. "It's just managing to get the part you need when you need it," she says. "I just survived. I don't understand how I've stuck around, and I have no idea what to say when people ask me how. I've made plenty of mistakes." Mistakes or not, this Oscar winner has always cleverly picked, or lucked into, roles that gave her a fresh lease on movie life. Picking timely roles. Some of those parts, thanks to the directors of the movies, have managed to become kind of iconic. Important parts in the Hollywood history of women, Sarandon says. But that has as much to do with the zeitgeist of the moment as with me. Take Arbitrage, her latest. She plays the wife of a Wall Street hedge fund baron, Richard Gere, who has hidden vast financial wrongdoing from her. Melodramatic touches aside, it's a movie ripped from recent headlines. "I feel a little bit like Zelig," Sarandon says, referencing Woody Allen's 1980s film about a man with the ability to blend into disparate situations, always on the cutting edge of history. These films, a number of them, seem to slip right into the consciousness of that moment in time. When we did Thelma and Louise, 1991, we had no idea it was going to be that big of a deal, but it caught a wave. And Arbitrage, she thinks, has wave-catching potential. Rising star Britt Marling plays Sarandon's character's daughter in Arbitrage and marvels at this force of nature she got to share scenes with. The test of any scene with any actor is, how much can you live in this imaginary reality? Are you there 50%? 60%? Acting with Susan, who is so there, so present, and her character is so crackling with life, that if anything is distracting you in the least, just looking at her will pull you right back into the moment. Sarandon shrugs off such praise. Actors should just act, do what's fun, do stage, TV, film, whatever interests you. When you see yourself as a character actor, it's easy to see yourself as Jason Segel's mom or Richard Gere's wife. Smaller films, which she mixes in with studio productions, allow her to push the envelope in terms of my ego and have the opportunity to work with people I don't know. Every film can be a reboot of who you think you are, if you think of it that way. The worst thing that can happen to you is that you get complacent. Sarandon's causes. Marling says she grew up admiring Sarandon both as an actress and as a human being. Sarandon is still as well known for her activism as her acting. So while, this year alone, she played the frustrated mother of Ed Helms and Jason Segel in Jeff, Who Lives at Home, mothered Adam Sandler in That's My Boy, and co-starred with Frank Langella in the wistful sci-fi comedy Robot and Frank, her passion remains her causes. "Returning veterans are my biggest concern right now," she says. "I always am involved in anti-poverty issues and fighting child prostitution. The Somali Mam Foundation is what I have been supporting. I've been to Cambodia with my daughter and working with Somali." Vocabulary focus. Fresh lease on life. Timely. Cutting edge. Consciousness. Shrug something off. Push the envelope. Complacent.